welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Panda. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for September the 13th, 2026. I am very grateful for all the emails I get. I really am. I'm always surprised that anybody takes the time to write me. I understand why you might want to listen to me, but I'm always surprised that you take the time to write. And I want you to know how grateful I am. This question comes from Randy. He does not tell me where he lives. He says, what is the difference between the human heart and the true heart as you speak of? I am confused. The human heart is the ego. It is the seat of the ego. It is the thing that we most believe in, because in the human heart, we think that possibly we'll gain our happiness, the true happiness that we think we deserve and want. And this is just not true and silly and selfish on our part. We don't really understand, Randy, why we're here and how we got here. But why we are here is how we got here. And that has to do a lot with our karma and how we have lived our life in many past experiences and brought ourselves to this conclusion here on Earth. This is just the way it is. And so when you start looking at the measure of your life and the measure of things that are important to you, you have to look at it as, what is my true nature? Your true nature will never be discovered through the impulses of your human heart and the ego that it is. This human heart is possessive, it is selfish, it is conclusive, it thinks it knows everything, and it is, obstinate. And it makes people obstinate. They aren't open to the bigger picture of their life at all because they're so busy dealing with the opinions and ideals of their human heart. I've had many, many different kinds of people come into my life, Randy. I've had many, many. I've been doing this since 1973, and I can tell you, it takes a lot of patience and courage to stand in the face of most people who are simply, frankly, too stupid to understand what it is that their life is all about. They have reduced their living down to the idea of their heart's content, their human heart. So the difference between the two is simply this. The human heart is always in desire. It's always in ambition and pride, always. It cannot listen to the still small voice that lives within. It can't, and it refuses to. So when you're sitting there wondering what is the difference between what Greg is talking about with the authentic heart, the human heart, so it is totally the opposite. So Randy, let me help you a little bit more here. I hope I am. What do you live by? What is it you live by? What does your human heart tell you? It's speculative. It's assumptive. It wants things it doesn't have. And the things it does have, it doesn't recognize as true value, and that they are whatever it is. These things that we really do have deep inside are priceless. What do you live by? Speculation, suspicion, fear, anger, the past, resentment, all these things build up in us. And whether we know it or not, this is the way we live. We don't want to think we live this way, but we do. And there is no way I or any other teacher could talk you out of it. This is the way you are. And this is the way you probably will always be until something comes into your life, your livingness, and shows you your futility. This measure of gaining futility and realizing the futility of living on the planet the way we do, wanting everything we want and thinking other people are wrong and we're the right ones and all that other good stuff that we like to believe. Until we realize the futility of all that, not much is going to happen as far as the evolution into consciousness. So you've got to decide what you're going to do with the rest of your life. What are you going to do? Is it going to be spent like your parents spent their life? Are you going to die the way your parents lived, the way most people in the world live, wanting, desiring, brokenhearted? Most people die with a broken heart. I go to hospice a couple of times a week, if not more. And I'm telling you that for 30 years I've been doing this, and I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, most people die with a broken heart. Expectations were not met. Beliefs did not fulfill them. They don't even know why they're here. They don't know where they came from. They don't know where they think they're going to. Do you remember when you were born? You can't remember that, can you? Well, that's kind of like what dying is like. It's remembering you were born. And it's remembering that process of being born. But we don't understand that. That's not a necessity for us. We want to get on with our living and think that if we get on in our living and get all the things we want, we'll have a life. What, you know, have a life is what? Having a man or a woman in your life and having lots of money and kids and people. Most people don't even know why they have children. They want them to be there to adore them. You can't leave me because you're my kid. That kind of thing. I can do whatever I want with you because you're my kid. We think in terms of our children as backup for the way we live. Maybe they'll have to take care of us in our old age and when we're wet in our pants and things like that. This is the way we think. And we have no doubt about it. None. So the difference between the human heart, well, it's about desire, ambition, pride, vanity, survival. The real heart is about love. And people don't, they're not interested. They don't care about love. They want their love, not love, their love, how they want to be loved, how they think love is. It has to be their love. And therefore, they live in speculation, in doubt, suspicion, and fear. Once you know you're truly loved, once you realize that you are love, not loved, but that you are love, then you will live without speculation, without suspicion, without doubt. You will live loved. It's really that simple. You will live loved. And that is totally different than living in speculation, doubt, fear, self-preservation. Your whole attitude will be different. So, Randy, that's the difference. You have to persevere to the heart that lives beyond your desires, your ambition, your pride. This is how it is done. Meditation. Silence is the answer. The quieter you are, the more you will find this very beautiful life, this very beautiful thing called love in you, and things will start to become clear. And once they're clear, you will no longer live in the whole attitude, I know not what I do. You will find the love of your life and come to find out it will be deep within you. It isn't a person, it isn't a place, it is a state of being, and you are that state of being. And once you understand that, you have the treasure of a lifetime. You have the answer to everything in your living. I hope that helps you, Randy. Anyway, if you have more questions, Randy, I sent you my phone number. You can always call me. I'm out of here. We'll be back on the air next week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for you. And please forgive me. Namaste.